for as long as I can remember, I've been noticing signs around Montreal and sort of using them as markers for myself. Location markers, distance markers. So probably one of the earliest ones I can remember isn't really a sign as much as it was two characters, two busts, if you will, of cows on Saint-Jacques. The old seal test, which is now Parmalat factory or whatever it is on Saint-Jacques near the Loyola campus, used to have two cow statues sticking out of the side of the wall. And whenever we drove by them in my grandfather's old car, I knew that we were either going to Angrignon shopping mall or the West Island, because this was always the route that my mom took to get there. And so I knew when we were passing by the cows that that's where we were going. And I was really young, and so we named the cows. Bessie and Albert were their names. I don't remember if I named them or if my mom named them. But and they were really cute. One was distinctly male, one was distinctly female with the eyelashes. And they had bells like hung around them, and the male had horns. And then one day I don't remember how old I was or anything. We drove by again, and they were gone. Bessie and Albert were gone. And I don't know what happened. It was really upsetting. The seal test sign was still there, so everyone still knew. But the cows weren't. And I didn't understand why they had to suffer the consequences of, you know, corporate merger. Another such sign that I used to use to kind of mark territory was the big Reitman's sign on Summerled and Cavendish, which is on top of what is now a TD Bank. And they've still kept the Reitman's sign up on their roof, even though Reitman's hasn't been there for probably 20 years or so, 25 years maybe. But and the only letters I think that are still lit, because it used to be a neon sign, are the A, the N, and the S, I think. Those are the only ones that are still lit, but they still keep the sign there. And so I always knew that we were getting close to home when I'd see that sign coming down Cavendish, because it was right near where my mom lived. And then even now, when I know the difference between north, south, east, and west, and, you know, street names and such, I still use, for example, the Meldrum sign on Sherbrooke and Walkley to, you know, discern the distance between where I am and how much longer it's going to take me to get to my apartment on Sherbrooke. So approximately 5 minutes from the Meldrum sign. And I've taken pictures of the Meldrum sign. I try to keep track of which lights are burnt out or not. It's a really good sign also.